And so my name is Mason Goolsby, and I'm a student at the University of Georgia. And we'll be looking at bans on the public consumption of tree nuts today. So just a little bit of background, peanuts and tree nuts make up two of the eight most common food allergens, and reported nut allergies have more than tripled from 1997 to 2008, and then tree nut allergies in children have been on the rise since 2010, rising by 18% since then. And then at the same time, we've seen consumption of tree nuts increase every year, with consumption doubling per capita from 2000 to 2016. And then that rise in consumption and rise in allergies has caused many schools and other public places to implement bans on public consumption. And then in 2018, Southwest became the first airline to announce that it would no longer serve peanuts. So we've seen those bans kind of go beyond just your schools and things like that. So problem statement, this study seeks to gauge consumer perceptions of nut bans in public places with specific objectives of determining how prevalent bans are in certain places, determining which types of nuts are banned most often, and then gauging perception of how that responsibility should be shared when there is a severe allergic reaction in a public place. And then we're also looking at public opinion on whether or not airlines should be getting involved with these bans. So just kind of some hypotheses that we had going in. Predictions, we predicted that nuts would be banned most often in schools, which I'm sure if any of y'all have heard of public nut bans, that's probably what you've heard of the most. And then we expect peanuts to be banned more often than any other individual nut. And just to kind of preface something, we understand that peanuts are not tree nuts, but it wouldn't be right to do a study on nut bans and not include peanuts in it, just because that is such a majority. With those bans, especially in schools. And then we also hypothesized that nuts should be banned on flights only if a person has indicated an allergy. And then as far as the share of responsibility, we hypothesized that the individual with the allergy would be held most responsible in most respondents' eyes. So in order to do the survey, we utilized Qualtrics software. And our respondents were consumers from the Midwest in Oklahoma, Texas, Arkansas, and Kansas. And the only requirements to participate in the study were that the respondent was 18 years or older and the primary shopper for that household. And then the main questions that we're looking at are, we asked, did you or someone in your household have a nut allergy? And if so, to which types of nuts? And then, are nuts banned in any of the following places that you frequent? Such as schoolwork and other, and then if so, which types of nuts were banned in those locations? And then we also asked if airlines should ban nuts on flights. And then the last question and the most complex was, how much responsibility should the following groups have in allergy avoidance? With some of those groups being person with the allergy, the family of the individual with the allergy, society, schools, workplaces, playgrounds, and we'll get to more of those response options in a minute. Just some demographics of our respondents. We had a little over 1,100 responses, with 28% male and 72% female. And the reason that is so heavy on the female is just simply of that primary shopper requirement. We also had about 40% from rural areas, 40% suburban, and 20% urban, so a pretty good share there. 81% Caucasian, 6% African-American, 6% Native American, and then the rest were just very diverse. Mean income of $50,000 and mean age of 49 years, which when you consider that we were only looking at people 18 years of age or older, that all shakes out to be pretty even and consistent with census data from the Midwest. So our data analysis methods, for a descriptive analysis, we counted the responses for each answer option and divided by the total number of respondents to find the percentage of respondents indicating each option. And then for continuous variables like age and income and some of our other demographic information, we just found the mean and standard deviation for all survey responses. So the first question, do you or someone in your household have a nut allergy? About 93% had no nut allergies present in their household. So spouse, kids, themselves. And then 7% did indicate an allergy in the household to nuts. And then those individuals were directed to a question asking which nuts they were allergic to. And then of that 7%, 42% indicated that they were allergic to all nuts. And then you can see the breakdown of the other individual types. So we looked at cashews, almonds, peanuts, walnuts, pecans, and hazelnuts. But it is kind of notable that 42% and the highest percentage were allergic to all nuts and not just to peanuts or some of those others that we're used to hearing about so frequently. And then looking at tree nuts, the highest individual category was almonds with 23%. So the next question was, are nuts banned in any of the places you frequent? And 82% said that they did not encounter nut bans, whereas about 14% said that nuts were banned in their children's schools, and close to 3% said that they were banned in the workplace. And then the other category was just very diverse responses, write-ins, things like churches and daycares and stuff like that. So if so, to which type or which types of nuts were banned? And then, so this is of the people that encountered nut bans in the school, workplace, other. And so 89% said that all nuts were banned in schools, and 70% said that all nuts were banned in their workplace. And I do want to point out that if someone indicated all nuts, the response options for cashews, almonds, peanuts, and so on were automatically selected. So that's why you'll see that most of those numbers are higher than the all nuts category, and that's that automatic fill-in. But it is notable that some of these other categories are higher. So for almonds, we're looking at about a 2% difference, or 2% of respondents that indicated that there was a ban specific to almonds in their school, workplace, or other facility. And then in the workplace, about a 4% difference on most of those tree nuts, whereas peanuts, we saw a 9% difference in schools, and then an 8% difference in workplaces. So we are seeing that peanuts are banned most often when it's not just an all-nut situation. And then moving on to airlines. So the response options for this should airlines ban nuts on their flights question, just as simple, they should not. And that was our highest response with close to 60%. And then behind that, nearly 30% said that only if someone on the plane has indicated a nut allergy. And then 11% for they should be banned on all flights, 1% for just international, and 2% for just domestic flights. Okay, and our last and most complex question was, how much responsibility should the following groups have in allergy avoidance? And so the response options for this were the individual with the allergy, the family of that individual, society, school, workplace, restaurant, local government, playgrounds, federal government, and other, which was a write-in option. And then the respondents were asked to assign a level of responsibility to each one of those group categories, and 0 was the lowest amount of responsibility, and 100 was the highest amount of responsibility, so full responsibility. And then beyond that, we sorted the responses by age group to kind of see how it was shaking out between generations as far as how they thought that responsibility should be shared. So the three generational groups that we looked at were baby boomers, Generation X, and millennials. And for each one of those generational groups, we calculated the average responsibility levels that those respondents assigned to each group. So here what you can see is the average assigned responsibility for each group by individuals in these generational guidelines. And so you can see that the person with the allergy, baby boomers, thought that they should share 92 responsibility rating out of 100. So they're putting pretty much all of their responsibility on the person with the allergy, whereas millennials are assigning a little bit lower responsibility rate. And then what we did is we utilized a t-test to determine if the responsibility levels assigned by older and younger generations differed significantly. So you can see here with person with the allergy, the 92 assigned by baby boomers versus the 87 assigned by millennials is statistically different there. So what we see is that with baby boomers and millennials, they're between those two generational groups, the the rate assigned by baby boomers and millennials is statistically different. So we see that number and that responsibility rate that's being assigned lessening there. And then in the rest of the groups, society, school, workplace, restaurants, playgrounds, federal government, we see millennials shifting more of the responsibility to those public places and those groups. So, just to kind of sum things up, of those reporting an allergy, more reported an allergy to all nuts than to any individual type. And then, as expected, peanuts had the highest rate of reported allergies, with almonds falling behind that. And then over 80% of the respondents had not encountered bans in public places. And then of those encountering a ban, 75% reported that the ban was in the child's school, which is pretty consistent with what we expected, given that that's what we hear about most common in terms of nut bans, just because kids are a lot more sensitive, and the allergy rates are much higher in children than in adults. And then 15% of those encountering bans encountered them in workplaces, and about 5% other, with those write-in responses varying a good bit. And then in schools and workplaces, peanuts were the type of nut most commonly banned, again, as expected, but cashews falling shortly behind, and then hazelnuts were the least common response there. And then the majority of respondents believe that nuts should not be banned on flights, but we did have about 30% that said that a ban was okay if a passenger indicated a severe allergy. And then just final conclusions, the results suggest that millennials believe society, the federal government, schools, and other public places should hold a greater share of responsibility than they do currently when it comes to avoiding these reactions. And basically what that leads us to believe is that as younger generations beyond millennials kind of reach voting age, these bans might become more common in locations that aren't just schools. So things like playgrounds, restaurants, and other places like that. And then understanding these trends in allergies, consumption, and consumer perceptions will allow producers to reinforce their existing buyer base and better promote products to offset the negative effects of those bans on demand. And we could expect to see more educational campaigns and things like that coming to be in the next few years. So that's all I have. If y'all have any questions.
So that was just their children's school, and then I guess if they worked in a school, then that would be their workplace.
So they were only allowed to choose one, or they could choose two?
They were only allowed to choose one. Yes?
When you said that children are more allergic than adults, is that a matter of they're affected more severely, that children haven't yet grown out of it, or that there are simply more children who are afflicted with allergies than adults? Is that a trend?
Yeah, so essentially, children just have a higher level of reported allergies, and then a lot of them will grow out of it kind of as they reach adulthood, but just the rate of allergies is a lot higher in children as far as occurrence. Anyone else?
So you had 11,000 respondents. So how many did you send out? What percent?
1,100.
So 1,100, yes. But what percent of that population did you send it out to?
I'm not exactly sure right off.